Recovery Radio, KMP3000.
Yes. You are listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I be your host. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail. You can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Visit my website, recoveryradiokmp3.com, and get the books. Go to sarcasticbigbook.com. And as always, I'm so glad you're here with me. I don't know if your day's just getting started or it's just winding down, or maybe it's somewhere right in the middle, but here we are. You and me. And I am glad for that. And I am grateful. I have no desire to drink today. I do have a piping hot cup of French roast coffee mixed with some Don Francisco's hazelnut. It is delicious. Today, I just thought I would just sit here and talk to you about how I interact with God throughout the day. When I first got sober, it was just an abstract notion. Just to even think about there being a God took a lot of effort, even for it to cross my mind and be reminded of it. Hours would go by and it would not be a thought, God, let alone any kind of deep thought about it. Just the idea of there being a God would very rarely cross my mind because I was so consumed with self and fear, and I mean, that's it. I was so filled with fear. Fear of the future, fear of doing it wrong, fear of the past, fear of the unknown, fear of people, opinions, fear of myself, fear of staying sober, fear of not staying sober. I was just so filled with so many fears for so long that I really couldn't hear any other thoughts, and there wasn't room for God. Even though I was, the word God would leave my lips, I'd go to meetings and say the word, I'd read it. And I tried in a very rigid way to pray and form this relationship, and there was a lot of form and no real substance, and I would sit and light incense and pray, and I would get so frustrated because my head was just so loud. It got frustrating, and I refused to pray for times, and I got mad at God. I became an atheist again. Not entirely, but I became an agnostic again, I should say. But once I learned that fear is a manifestation of selfishness, it started to change everything. Once I learned that fear was a manifestation of self, and that God could remove self, changed everything. And I started to think about fear differently. The first thing I did was I started to notice that almost all of my thoughts were fear-based. And therefore, almost all of my thoughts were selfish. And then I beat myself up for that for a while. But I'm sharing all this because I want you to know I've gone through hell in a way to get to the place I'm about to describe. Taking a lot of practice. Practice those tools that are in the big book. Practice asking God to remove my fear. Practice, you know, unselfish constructive action. Practice listening. That's helped a lot. Just listening. Practicing listening. But today, since I don't trust fear, and I've gotten in the habit of not trusting fear, what has filled that space mentally are, by and large, constructive thoughts. What can I do to be loving to myself, my true self? What can I do to be loving to the people around me? What can I do to contribute and to build? Because in the absence of fear-based thoughts, that's all that's left. It's not that I'm trying to think things like that. It's just that's all that is there when I'm not in any kind of fear. When I'm not worried about what you're thinking of me. When I'm not worried about what might happen. When I'm not worried about the unknown. When I'm not worried about what other people are doing or saying. But I'm just thinking about an absence of fear, then God fills the space, I guess. You could say love fills it, constructive thoughts fill it. And this is how I interact with God throughout the day. I wake up and I say, and God is the first thing I'm aware of. I wake up and I'm just like, so aware of the fact that I'm alive and that I'm opening my eyes again and I'm so blessed and I'm thinking, I want to make the day great. So I start doing things, and I start trying to make the day great, good. Turn my will and life over to the power of good. What do? And then I start interacting with people, and I'm thinking, God, help me deliver your message and not mine. I think that thought constantly. Help me deliver your message and not mine. In every interaction that I have, help me deliver your message instead of my own. Help keep me out of the way of your light, because you saved my life and now you want to, you know, hopefully live a life that's worth saving. And to do that, I'm going to do my best to get out of the way of God's light. So those are the things I'm thinking about constantly. I'm trying to get out of the way of God's light. Help me carry your message and not mine. Help me demonstrate God's unlimited power constantly. That's what I think about. I mean, pretty close to constantly, that is what I'm thinking about these days. God, how can I best serve thee? No matter what the circumstances are, no matter what struggles I'm having, no matter what the details are of what's going on, these are my thoughts about God. God, how can I best serve thee? Thy will, not mine, be done. I'll give a shout out today to Mallory and to Wes and to Ross, to Matt, to Katie, and anyone who needs to hear it. Everything is okay. A special shout out to Chelsea and to Dave. And I'm going to go do a photo shoot right now. It's kind of embarrassing. Just wearing a bay leaf, and I am eating spaghetti, and it says not all noodles are the same. I'm sorry, that's so stupid. That's not funny. Waiter? Yeah. All right, I'm going to leave. I do not know why my life was saved, but I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving, and I hope you'll do the same.